Steel Man, working on a bridge of steel, working on a bridge of steel.
Well, out on a rocky western coast in Vancouver by the sea, the place that's known as Second Arrows, they were building a bridge of steel. They hammered and cut and they riveted, and the welding torches burned bright, making a strap on a river's back, and God looked on a defiant. Let me tell you about
Steel Man, working on a bridge to cross that water. Steel Man,
look,
working on a bridge of steel.
Oh, those poor
Steel Men, working on a bridge to cross that water. Steel Man,
look,
working on a bridge of steel.
But it happened on the 18th day of June, 1950 plus 8. People fished quietly from the shore, the day was getting late.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the wind was a-tugging at the maple trees, but a steel man knows no fear.
Uh-uh.
If somebody wanted to bridge the Pacific, steel men would be there.
Huh? Steel men, working on a bridge to cross that water. Steel men, working on a bridge of steel.
All of those steel
men, working on a bridge to cross that water. Steel men, working on a bridge of steel.
Well, all of a sudden the wind picked up and blew as hard as it could, and then the steel bridge set out a heck with it and broke like a piece of wood. Well, the girders buckled and the rivets broke, and the water heard the cries as the steel shook off those working men like a mongrel shakes off flies.
Yeah.
18 men as hard as nails, as eager as a young bride, and it was going on to a quarter to four, and at Second Arrows they died. Oh Lord,
steel men, working on a bridge to cross that water. Steel men, working on a bridge of steel. Steel men, ain't going back to wife and daughter. Steel men, living and dying by steel. Living